Welcome to the Your Business Vision lesson of the Clever Foxes course. So what I want to ask you is, why do you want to be in business? It's really actually very helpful to understand your own personal why. And lots of people actually bang on about this, know your why and all that sort of stuff. And it can be a little bit confusing and it can also come across as a little bit like a bit woo-woo. But it's not, actually not at all. It's really very practical. And the reason why you want to know what it is because that can then ground you when things start to get a little bit too hard or a little bit messy. And it can always bring you back to the reason why you're in business, and we're going to talk about it in this lesson. Just quickly, I'm going to go through my own personal why of why I'm in business, and I have talked about this a few times before on webinars and the website. And basically, if you ask me on the street why I run my own business, I would say to you that it's because of my kids. I want to be able to spend time with them. I want to, my son Rafa is starting preschool next year and then primary school after that. And I want to be able to go to his, if he has any concerts or just school stuff that happens. I want to be able to go to that really easily without having to, apply for leave or anything like that. My daughter Harriet is 7 months old as I record this, and I don't want to have to put her in daycare 4 days, 5 days a week like I did have to do with Raf when I first went back to work after having him. But I also have a more of a deeper reason why I run my business, and that is actually because of my sister. So I grew up in Canberra, Australia, with my parents and my sister, and we were a very close-knit family. We had dogs and we did lots of crafts, arts and crafts. My sister was really, really crafty, probably more so than me, and she used to make all our Christmas cards and birthday cards and always had a sewing project on the go and was just really crafty. She used to be a crafty kids consultant and do after-school care and all that sort of stuff. But in 2005, my sister actually passed away at the age of 24. I was only 21. I was not quite 21. And it was from an unknown cause, and it was a massive shock. And I was just about to complete my last year of uni of graphic design. So it was really a very rough time. And I did end up completing my degree, and then I went on to do my teaching diploma of education the year after that. And it's now been 10 years since my sister passed away. And it's been a hard time, but the one thing that I have gotten out of this horrible thing that happened to us all as a family, is that life is really short. And I know people say that all the time, but it's true, because you don't know what's around the corner. You don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. And so I really feel like now everything that I do in life is because of my sister and because she's not here, and I want to live life really to the fullest for the both of us. My real why as to why I want to run my own business is that life is too short to not be doing what you love every single day. And I really do believe that. And I think that a lot of people probably feel the same way, but they just don't realize it. So what I want you to do before starting any of the tasks that I'm giving you as part of this lesson is figure out your why and actually let this guide you towards your vision for the future. The first task that I'm going to get you to do is a visualization of what your future looks like. And I want your why, the reason why you want to be in business for yourself, to actually guide what you are imagining for your future. And how you figure out your why is this. If someone just asks you, why do you want to be in business? You can think, oh, okay, it's because I want to pick up my kids from school, like I just said. But you need to figure out why it is that is actually important to you. Why is it important to pick up your kids? Why can't they just catch the bus home or go to after school care? And it all comes down to your values too, because that is completely fine. Kids going to after school care is not a bad thing. It's completely fine. So why is it important to you that you pick up your kids? Or it might be that, you want to be your own boss. But why do you want to be your own boss? And maybe it could be something along the lines of, you've worked in a corporate world for a long time and been really unappreciated, and maybe a whole bunch of stuff happened at your work and it made you really stressed out, and you were just completely like your workplace just didn't care or something like that, and it really affected you. And maybe you never want to be in that situation again. So maybe your deeper why is something about being appreciated as a person as well as an employee. And, you know, maybe that's why you want to work for yourself. So you just need to think a little bit more deeply about the reasons why you want to work for yourself. So the first task that I'm going to get you to do is to imagine what is possible. So what does the future of your business hold for you? And to do this, we're actually going to do a guided visualization. Now, I know that sounds a little bit, I don't know. If you're into meditation and visualization, then it could sound completely awesome to you. But I'm quite a practical person and I do like meditating, but I'm not very good at it. And if you're at all like me, then you might sort of think, oh, guided visualization, that sounds a bit weird and out there and maybe a little bit too woo-woo. But all it is me giving you audio cues to try and get you to imagine stuff about your future. So it's actually quite practical. It's incredibly helpful also in determining exactly what you want from your business. So even if you've been up and running for a few years, maybe you're just kind of chugging along and you don't actually know where you're headed, or maybe you don't have any idea at all of what, you know, what you want to do in your business. So this is going to help make it really very clear for you in figuring out exactly what you want the future to look like. For this task, there's instructions below this video, but you will need to get into a comfortable position and make sure you've eliminated any distractions. So that means tell everyone in your house not to bother you for at least half an hour. You should go into a room away from the TV. You should try and turn off your phone, you know, get the dog to be quiet and feed the cat so it's not meowing around you and stuff like that. You'll need the actual visualization only goes for about 5 minutes, but then you'll need about 15 to 20 minutes to write everything down afterwards. So check out that task below after you've finished watching this video. Task number two for this lesson is quite fun and great if you're a creative person. We're going to create a vision board. So I want you to spend some time collecting visuals that represent your business. So the vision that you came up with in the guided visualization, and also what you think your customers might look like. This could be, you could find all the images online if you want to. So look at just Google search or Pinterest, different blogs, Tumblr, stock sites, anything like that. You could cut them out from magazines. So what you could do is think about what kind of magazines your target market might buy, and then, you know, there might be different graphics and stuff in there that might suit your style of your business or your target market. You could cut them out from books, brochures, junk mail, whatever you like. For your business vision, think back to the visualization, so whatever came up for you during that time, and read over your notes to so you can sort of remember everything. And what you want to do for the graphics you collect is think about the sights and the smells and the textures that came up for you. So that sounds maybe a little bit weird, but if you're thinking about where you're doing your work, then all that stuff, all that aesthetic stuff is actually quite important. So were you in a really like schmick, clean, beautiful office space with hardly anything in the walls? Or were you in a really, like, were you outside in the bush? Or, you know, wherever you were, think about all those things and you can actually get images of textures and stuff like that that represent what you imagine for your future. You can also think about, so the space you were in, the money you were making and the help you had to make it happen and just anything else that might resonate with your business. So find images to represent all of those things. And when you're looking at your ideal customers to get images of them, think about their gender, their age, their income and interests, what they're like doing, their hobbies, who they socialize with, and find images to represent all of those. So once you've got all your images, you need to create a vision board to represent your overall vision for your business. So you could do this online, like in a Pinterest board or in Photoshop as a digital collage, or you could do it in a physical form. So print images and attach them to a pin board, or make a physical cut and paste collage on paper. You can do it however you like. As long as you have a vision board, a collage of what your business looks and feels and even smells like. And the reason we do this, again, it seems kind of like a little bit of a weird, non-practical thing to do, but It really helps bring back that vision to you and reminds you why you're working so bloody hard, really. So I did a collage, I think about 2.5 years ago, maybe almost even 3 years ago, of my vision for opening the Makers Hub in Canberra. And it took me a year to go through and do my whole business plan and then finally launch and open up. But it's so cool now to be able to actually get that collage out and look at it and go, oh, wow, I actually accomplished this. Like pretty much everything on my little picture collage there, I have accomplished. And it is amazing. And it's really cool to just know that I had that in front of me for that whole year while I was planning and working towards and reminding me what I was trying to do. So that's why we do things like this that are a little bit creative as well as practical, and it's just a really good reminder to keep you on track. What I would love for you to do with this one too is share a snapshot, either so a screenshot from online or a picture from your phone if you've done a physical collage, and share it in the Facebook group, please. That would be really amazing. Also, this task is meant to be fun, so make sure you spend a bit of time on it with your favourite beverage and ample yummy snacks at hand. So the third task for this lesson is to introduce yourself. And to do that, we're actually doing it's a fun little task, and it's to come up with a metaphor to describe what you do or what you would like to do. And this one can actually be a little bit tricky, but it's great to get your mind working in a slightly different way. It's designed to get you thinking metaphorically about what you are to your customers and what you can do for them. It helps to solidify or at least start forming the whole reason that your business exists. All you need to do is come up with a metaphor that could describe your business. So your metaphor should follow this format. You have a noun, adjective, noun, and possible verbs. If my business were a noun, a something, it would be a adjective noun, so a something something, because possible verbs. So that's a little bit confusing, but I have an example. If my business were a garden implement, it would be an awesome watering can, because it helps your businesses grow from small seedlings into thriving gardens. You can see how that, instead of me just saying I help people start their small business, which sounds kind of boring to be honest, it's just a little bit of a fun exercise to get you thinking in a different way, and it really explains the purpose of what you're trying to achieve. Now, if you haven't actually started your business at all or don't know what your business is, this one could be really tricky. So you can just sort of make it up if you want to, or you can skip this one and come back to it later. That is completely fine. So take your time with this exercise and try a few different metaphors to see what fits you best. And if you are happy with your metaphor, make sure you just share it in the group. So that's how we're actually going to introduce ourselves to each other. You can say a little bit about your business, but then tell us what your metaphor is to actually explain what your business does for people. And the last task for this lesson is to throw out one big goal into the universe. So it's okay if you come up with more than one, but what we're going to do is come up with at least one big goal. And this doesn't have to have any strategy to it or anything like that. We're not going into anything like that yet. All I want to know is, what is one wild and crazy big thing that you want to achieve in 2017? So maybe you want to make a certain amount of money, or maybe you want to book a certain amount of clients, or maybe you just want to be famous. Who knows? But just one big goal. Let's throw it out there and see what happens. We'll come back to it later and rework it a little bit. But for now, just chuck it out there. Okay, so that's it for the business vision lesson. If you scroll down below this video, you'll be able to see an overview of the tasks, and click on the PDF worksheets to download and print those and start working your way through them. Have fun!